Then, of course, I realised you even need to go back before a pre-pregnancy clinic and needed to deal with the problem of contraception, because it's most important to have planned pregnancies. So then I went and did my diploma in family planning, and for a while I did a family planning clinic one evening a week, just so that I would be able to advise my patients with diabetes. And as the years went by in the Simpson, it was the most rewarding thing to do that I've ever done, because not only did the number of deaths and the number of congenital malformations fall, but the babies were just like normal, healthy babies. Not all of them, of course. There were still a few problems, but the vast majority did extremely well. We were eventually able to show that we could reduce the congenital malformation rate from around 10% to down to a very low level, which was only slightly above that of the general population, by improving control in early pregnancy. Lots of other things contributed to the improvement, of course. Better obstetric care, all the ultrasounds and so on that you can now do in obstetrics, so that many of the, if there were any abnormalities and they were very severe, the babies weren't always born. There are a few abnormalities which are 100% fatal, and it was tragic in the days when these sort of babies had to become fully mature and be born. But another major factor in the improvement, of course, has been the improvement in baby care, special care. Baby units have become better and better at keeping premature babies and babies with problems alive and well. And so although we haven't found the cure for diabetes, and there hasn't really been anything except general improvements and improving control of diabetes by methods which we've known for a long time, it just shows that if you do that and you work hard at it, then it's very worthwhile. And it did always seem to me that if you could change babies from looking hugely big and fat and having breathing problems and abnormalities, all the different things that used to happen to them, if you could change those into babies that were perfectly normal and healthy, then you could probably stop the complications of diabetes as well, which was much more long-term. And over the years, it has, of course, been shown that that's the case.